Welcome to the eLaborate Topics podcast, where we focus on lab-specific strategies for medical laboratory professionals. We're proud to be the healthcare detectives that work behind the scenes to get the results needed to influence medical decisions. Let's grow together and jump right into the lab.
Hello, everyone. I am your host, Lona Small, and welcome to eLaborate Topics. So eLaborate Topics is a weekly podcast where myself and my other co-hosts, Taiwana Wilson and Stephanie Whitehead, come on and talk about different topics that's going to be helpful to you in the lab to be successful not only inside the lab but outside the lab. And I'm really excited this week. I'm by myself today, and I'm going to talk about a very important topic that I think is very timely. And I'm talking about self-care, how self-care can help you to actually be a high performer. And I know there's a lot of talk about self-care at this time, with the pandemic, with all this, the stresses in society, with the economy, with the racial disparities, just stress everywhere in the workplace, especially in the lab, where we are the ones focusing on all the testing. And so as I talk about self-care, I just want you to know that self-care is not only a solution to reduce stress, but self-care is actually something that will actually help you to prevent stress and be successful in whatever you're doing, to either get promotion if you want, to do very well in a project, to just stand out as a person. And so we're talking about self-care as it relates to high performance. I have this story I remember many years ago when my kids were younger. I was really, really busy, and I'm sure a lot of parents can relate. I had three young kids 2 years apart, and I was running to drop off at kindergarten. I was running to drop one off at the babysitter. I had one at home, and I had to juggle my job. I was working on the evening shift, so I had one that I was sending to daycare for half a day, and one that was in kindergarten for half a day, and it was just running, running, running. I mean, I just never saw myself stopping. I would get up out of bed and rush because I'm on evening shift. I'm getting home really late. I'm forcing myself to get up like at 8 o'clock because there's one that has to be dropped off for daycare, and if they're late, they're not going to have breakfast, and I don't have time to make breakfast. And, you know, it was just like run, 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 and then have everybody in place for me to get to work on time. And then I found myself just getting into this place where I feel as if I'm going to faint, but I won't fall. I just start finding myself. I'll get up out of bed, and I will just fall on my knees just waking up. And, you know, I would just get dizzy, and I would be going to the doctor, and they couldn't find out what was wrong. You know, put on a heart monitor, just couldn't find out what was wrong until eventually they told me it was stress. And stress is a crazy thing that could give you so many different illness that you're not even aware of. And so it's so important to take care of you. And what I did, I just changed my schedule, my work schedule. I switched from evening to overnight. And I actually, at the time, my kids were so young, I did a lot of weekends and overnight. So I was available during the day that I wasn't running and trying to do work and take care of the kids. And before you know it, I wasn't fainting anymore. You know, all the tests that they did, there was nothing they could find. And that's all I had to do to feel better. So imagine somebody like that going to work, being tired and trying to be your best at what you do at work. It's not easy. You're putting everything into it, but it's going to be affected. Somehow your work is going to be affected. So today I'm going to talk about the model that I came up with, which is the BIMS model. How important it is to take care of all different aspects of yourself. And I'm calling it the BIMS model. And it's spelling out for the first thing is your body. It's so important to take care of your body. Take care, and part of your body would be your physical health. And taking care of physical health could just mean resting, which is usually very difficult when you're juggling jobs. But things like exercise, eating right, things like just what do you drink, some of the things that you're drinking. You know, so I talked a little bit about exercise in a few episodes behind when we were talking about pressures of leadership. Because exercise actually produces certain hormones in your body that creates a certain positive feeling, you know. It gives you that happy feeling. It makes you feel positive. You reduce some of the stress. And so when you're turning up or you're showing up in a positive way. So when there's so much happening in the environment, it's going to be important for you to be turning up level-headed. If you're a leader, that's even more important. As a pair, as part of the team, it's important because you're dealing with other team members. So having exercise is important. Eating the right thing and drinking, eating healthy and drinking the right things. Usually talk about sometimes how caffeine sometimes will get you into these highs and crashes. And so it's important to kind of reduce the amount of caffeine and use sleep instead of caffeine. So when you're taking care of your physical body, it's helping with your stamina. So it's helping you to complete projects and complete these projects in a successful way. So it's actually relating to how you perform on projects. It helps you to feel better because physically, like what I said with me fainting, even being at work and getting to that point where I feel as if I'm fainting. If you're at work and you're in pain and discomfort, it's very difficult for you to perform at your best, to perform at your peak. So taking care of your physical body is really important. There's another story that happened to me recently where I decided that I wanted to start taking public transport. And during that time, I got myself a backpack. And I was traveling with a backpack with a laptop and books and other things. And I was going around as if I'm stylish with the backpack on just my right arm. And I did that for several months. And before I knew it, I started having this weird feeling of almost like numbness going down my right arm into my fingers. And when I realized that was coming from my backpack, I stopped wearing my backpack, but it continued. And it got to the point where it wasn't numbness anymore. It was a lot of pain. I was at work, and that whole day, no matter what position I was in, I could not work. So I was actually damaging my arm just by wearing the backpack. So your physical body does affect the way you perform. How you take care of your physical body affect the way you perform at work. It affects the way you show up. Am I showing up tired? Am I drinking, as I say, too much caffeine? Am I smoking? How am I showing up in terms of being clear? Am I showing up with brain fog because I didn't rest properly? And that body also has to do with image. It has to do with image and aesthetics. So when you show up and present yourself physically, we all know about perception. And this whole thing about people start forming value judgments the first few seconds that they see you. So your whole posture is important, and your whole aesthetic, the way you dress, how you're dressing your body. Are you just going to work with just anything, your jogging suit, your yoga pants, are you presenting yourself as if you're there to do that important job? And when you're relating to people in meetings, or you're relating to your superior or somebody that's going to make decisions about your promotion, how are you presenting yourself when it comes to image? And how do you perceive your own image? What self-image do you have of yourself because of how you treat your body? The way if you're overeating and it affects the way you feel about yourself, it's going to affect the way you show up. If you don't feel comfortable about you, it bleeds out in how you relate to people. It bleeds out in how you relate to your peers. And sometimes it makes you want to stay back and makes you want to not get involved. Get involved in an important project, or not ask for the promotion that you think that you deserve. So that image and aesthetics is so important. And when I talk about posture could be just generally either how you feel, and because of that, it affects the way you show up in terms of your stance. So that's also so important. And we just touch on body. Taking care of your body. So the next thing is your intelligence. And I call it intelligence because I'm going to talk about your intellect and also your emotional intelligence. And so I know that most of us know about, or how important it is to take care of the intellect, how important it is to understand the technical piece, to get the right training, to be prepared to do the job, to be competent for your job. It's important. We know about, either getting that additional certification to be specialized, to have that edge over the next person, or to have that edge as the lab versus, in order to relate to other areas of the your healthcare system. But what about emotional intelligence? And, that's another topic, a big topic now with all that's happening with COVID and stress. But just generally, emotional intelligence basically is all about your awareness of self and your awareness of others emotionally. How are you aware of how do you handle situations? Do you have self-control? Do you just say whatever you feel like saying, whenever you feel like saying, and it doesn't matter who is affected? Some people would say, well, I'm just saying it as it is. I'm just speaking the truth. But how are other people on your team affected by the things that you say? Or even your boss or people who you're trying to influence, how are they affected by how you relate to them? Another thing, are you aware of just other people's emotion or their demeanor, how empathetic you are towards that. So emotional intelligence is really important when it comes to how you perform and how you're perceived because of how you relate to others and how your whole self-management, how you manage yourself, how you manage your emotion, and how you manage other people and other people's emotions. That's really, really important. So, yes, it's important to have hard intellect, but it's very, very important to have emotional intelligence if you want to be that high performer. So take care of your intellect in that way and take care of your intelligence in that way. So another thing which is very, very much related to emotional intelligence is just your mind, your mindset. So we're moving from your body, your intellect or intelligence to just your mind. And when I think of mind, I'm thinking of the way you think about things. How do you think about yourself or where you are? And how do you think about the world? And how do you think about others? Like, people, are you the person who think that if there's a problem, then it has to be somebody else's fault? Are you the person that if there's a challenge at work, you're going to kind of look to see what's the root cause? Or are you somebody who think about others like most people are bad? Because I know there's some leaders who talk about how bad their team members are. Are you that person who think of people in a negative way, that they're bad? Or do you look for the good in people or try to encourage people to do the best that they can? So it's important to protect your mind and how you think in terms of positive thinking, because the way you think is going to affect the way you perceive situations. So when things are going, like especially now where there's a lot of stress, then it's going to be, woe is me, and the world is going down this, we're going to die, and you're this negative person that's perceiving the world as negative, perceiving your environment as negative, perceiving everything that is not going to be better, and so you will not have that positive outlook to be that person that's going to help with things. So a lot of things, few things that you can do to protect your mind. So you can protect your mind from just sometimes the negativity that's around you. Sometimes you have to block it out. Sometimes if the negativity is from your team members, you have to block out some of the negative talk. If it's from the television, you have to block it out to protect your mind. And there are a few things you can do to help with your mind when it comes to positive thinking. Just preparing yourself in the morning. Things like having devotion for people who are spiritual. For me, I have devotion in the morning by reading scripture and think positive and give myself that day, this is what I'm going to act out in terms of something really positive to shine that positive light. Meditation for some people help you to calm your mind, help you to kind of get that extra bounce when you're leaving home, and help you to, I use this meditation called the 6-phase meditation, where you go through and you forgive and you have gratitude. And so you start your day in such a positive mood. So that's so important when you actually are coming up with you're being on the offense. So you're being offensive. I shouldn't use the word offensive, but you're being on the offense instead of the defense when you get to work. So when you're seeing all these negative, you're ready, prepared, and geared up for it. So another thing is setting intentions. So in the morning, you're preparing yourself to say, well, this is how I'm going to react if this happens. You already plan how to react. There's this, the LIS that's going live, and you know that it's probably going to be challenging. Prepare yourself mentally of how you're going to react, how you're going to respond in a positive way. So you're setting your intention, you're planning your day, you're doing kind of a detailed step-by-step. So you're not on the, defense, as I said, but you're on the offense, and you're actually being proactive with what you do for the day. So your mind is so important. And I'm not sure if I remember, there's this quote that said that whatever, if you think you can, you can. If you think you can't, you can. And that's really what the mind does. The mind can actually help you to decide on success or decide on failure. If you feel as if you're going to fail, you're going to fail. If you feel you're going to be successful, you'll be successful. The next thing is the spirit. What type of energy are you bringing with you? What type of energy you're bringing? Are you being, we talk a lot about being reactive and proactive. Are you reacting to the energy around you, or are you creating that energy that you want to see? What kind of spirit do you have? And not only that, when I think of spirit, where are you getting that spirit? Because sometimes, you know, it depends. Is there this higher power that you look to create that positive spirit? Are you personally just sitting in your own quietness and creating that spirit? But it's so important to generate that positive energy and be that person to generate that positive energy. If you're the person generating that positive energy, you're that person that's going to stand out. You're going to stand out among your peers. You're going to stand out among your boss. You're going to stand out among your boss's boss. And so whatever you're doing in terms of your performance, with that edge as that person that's creating that positive energy, that's really what's going to help you to succeed and to stand out and to stand above. So, you know, so many times when we think of high performance, we think that we have to just work hard. Work hard. And maybe study hard. So, you know, get those certification or get that degree or get that technical skills and work hard and you'll succeed. But without, if you're working hard and you're not protecting your mind, if you don't have that, if you're not being proactive in terms of setting intentions, then you're going to find yourself being so reactive. You're going to find yourself being hit down by negative talk. Even negative self-talk sometimes without meditation helps to protect you from negative self-talk. It helps to build that confidence. Without that taking care of your body, without those body image, your confidence will sway. So it's not only working hard, or it's not only the traditional intellect, but it's important to look at your holistic self. Bring your whole self to work. And if you're bringing your whole self to work, there's a much, much higher chance you're going to be successful and a much, much higher chance that you will go above a lot of the negative. You stand above a lot of the stress. You will reduce so many of the stress that's actually happening right now. So I just thought this was so important to share, because for me, when I think about leadership, when I think about just performance in general, I like to look at the holistic. And, you know, although, you know, when I see us as an important part of the whole, it's, you know, we are contributing to the whole. But if we're not bringing our whole piece to that contribution, we're still missing, there's still going to be something missing from that whole. So we need to bring our whole self. And once we start bringing our whole self, we're going to see the success, and it's going to reduce a lot of the stresses that's out there. And people are going to look at us and like, what did you do? What did you do so different? So, you know, if you enjoy this, what I'd want for you to do, and I usually have action when I go through any of my training, is to just start looking at how do you take care of your body? How do you take care of your emotional intelligence? I know a lot of us got the intellect out. How do you take care of your mind? And what spirit or energy are you bringing to work? And I know that it's not easy to take on everything at the same time. So what I would ask you to do, start with one. Start focusing maybe this week on my body, the image, or how am I taking care of my health. And maybe next week we start looking at understanding emotional intelligence. And then the next week you can start looking at my mind. How am I thinking? Am I thinking in a negative way? Because that's going to affect the way I act. If I think I can, I can. If I think I can't, I can't. How am I seeing people? Am I seeing them negative? And then think about your spirit. So I really enjoyed sharing this with you, and I hope you enjoyed it too. If you have any questions about this, or if you want to learn more, you can reach out to me at LonaSmall@LonaSmall.com. And it's so important for you to listen to other episodes at directimpactbroadcasting.com. And if you want to email us in general for elaborate topics, the email address is elaborate topics@directimpactbroadcasting.com. I really enjoyed sharing with you, and I hope you listen to this and share this episode. Subscribe and share. And, you know, we've had several episodes so far. Once you share, you can go back and listen to other episodes. And so I really enjoy sharing with you. So until next week, I'm tuning off from Elaborate Topics.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Elaborate Topics, where your hosts discussed relevant strategies for laboratory professionals. Please subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform and listen to us on directimpactbroadcasting.com. Stay tuned for another episode with information you can use to excel in your laboratory career.